From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Burkina Faso officials say at least 33 hostages were freed today from an upscale hotel frequented by foreigners in the capital where suspected Islamist militants attacked late on Friday. Not immediately clear how many hostages the gunmen had captured. Elite security forces stormed the hotel in a raid that began about 5 hours after gunmen attacked. Not immediately known right now how many people have been killed during the siege, but initial reports indicate 20 people are dead, another 15 wounded. Lasting defeat has become a mantra for top U.S. officials when talking about the strategy to defeat the terror group known as the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter.
Job one has to be to destroy ISIL in Iraq and Syria. That's not sufficient, but it is necessary because it's necessary to show that this movement has no future.
A lasting defeat of IS has become a priority for the Obama administration and others who see the militants as an existential threat. Less clear is how that lasting defeat will be engineered and how long it will take. UN International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to verify whether Iran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program, clearing the way for the lifting of international sanctions. The Islamic Republic and world powers signed a nuclear agreement last July under which Tehran would scale back its uranium enrichment activities and submit to inspections in exchange for a rollback of sanctions. Iran has made it clear that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Sanctions have blocked Iran from at least $50 billion in assets. This is VOA News.